You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Today we have an episode in our summer series in honor of the LCMS Youth Gathering happening this summer. Actually, I think just about right now when these episodes are dropping. Mm. If we planned this properly, we have another episode with young Lutheran ladies. This is a really exciting one for me because we're talking about leadership. Leadership is near and dear to my heart. We're talking with three members of Youth Lead, and we'll learn more about what that actually means because I am not going to be the person that explains that. That's why we have three experts on with us today. Joining us, Reagan Martins, a member of the outgoing Youth Lead executive team, studying to be a Lutheran teacher at Concordia, Nebraska. Hello, Reagan.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And also Lucy Meyer, who has attended the last couple Youth Lead trainings, just graduated high school, which is awesome, going to Concordia, Wisconsin in the fall, the study director of church ministries. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
And also Ava Drudzinski on the outgoing Youth Lead executive team studying at Auburn University, graduating in December. Hello, Ava.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
This is really cool to have all three of you on with us. It's a treat for us to have three young Lutheran ladies on with us talking about Youth Lead and leadership and how all three of you serve in your different areas and communities and congregations and all of that. And we'll get to all of your stories. So first, tell us about yourself, what you're doing in school, what you're looking forward to, what your hobbies are, what your favorite color is, whatever you feel like telling us about who you are as a baptized child of God. Let's start with you, Reagan.
I'm Reagan Martins. I'm going to be going into my junior year at Concordia, Nebraska, and I'm getting my Lutheran teaching diploma and a minor in communications. I hope to someday speak at a future youth gathering. That's my kind of end goal. It really makes me nervous, but it's something that I really want to do. Currently working as a 5 through 8 year old instructor for a camp at my church. And so getting a lot of field experience hours, which is going to be perfect for student teaching.
Absolutely. And I think from all three of us, public speaking is always nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. At least for me it is. Yeah, those nerves never go away. But it's good. It's good stuff. Ava, what about you?
Yeah, as you said, I'm a senior at Auburn University, graduating in December. I'm studying and wrapping up my degree in psychology. I'll have a semester off before hopefully going on to grad school to become a therapist or a counselor. But we'll see how things work out and yeah, what happens there. But that's the goal, is that I would like to be a therapist and a counselor. So that's what I'm doing in school. Right now, summer vacation, I'm just at home getting those grad applications done and yeah, taking a chill summer. I guess my favorite color is pink, and I love to read or go on hikes in my spare time. So yeah.
We love the color pink around here.
I love all those things. And I especially love the fact that you're having a chill summer. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, last summer was brutal. So I'm trying to chill it down a little bit before it takes off.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. Lucy, what about you?
All right. So I'm Lucy. I'm from Ohio, the Columbus area. I'm getting prepared to go to my first year at CW, which is exciting and nerve-wracking. Been doing a lot of college shopping lately. Also been doing fundraisers to prepare for the youth gathering since my youth group will be going this year, and working all summer, just staying busy all the time.
Very good. Nice. Okay. Well, maybe first question, since all of you have Youth Lead in common, can you start by telling us a little bit about, like, how do you explain Youth Lead to people who don't know what it is?
Like me, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it can be a little hard to explain, but Youth Lead is a week-long-ish, it's like 4 days event where leaders in the Lutheran Church, youth leaders from churches or districts around the country, I guess, can come to St. Louis. We meet in St. Louis, and there's a curriculum that is taught by the executive team. And these LCMS youth come to learn this curriculum from the other Lutheran youth who are the executive team. And it's a time where they can build their skills and their knowledge about the Lutheran faith and just how to be Christians in this world. And so they learn that curriculum, and then they also can learn how to make and lead devotions. And then we just have a lot of community building time to get to know one another. I don't know, Reagan, if you want to build off of that.
Yeah, so Youth Lead is for high schoolers. It's a youth event. The executive team helps to build and construct the curriculum that we teach there. And then we teach it. We go through a bunch of different devotions, small groups, mass like worship events. And then the hope is that the youth can get together with their church and bring it back to their church and then teach that curriculum to their friends, maybe some other people in their congregation. And it just kind of spreads throughout the Lutheran world.
That's pretty cool. So, Lucy, you participated in this recently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went the past 2 years.
Okay, so tell us what it was like from the perspective of a high school youth person, young person, who was going through this experience. What was it like for you?
Yeah, the first year, I was so shy. So I was like, I didn't know what to expect. And so I was a little nervous. But after the first year, I was so excited for the second year. It was really fun. Just like learning new ways to like teach others about faith and like new ways to like spread it.
That's great. So it's the sort of thing that if you go once, you'll probably want to go back. And if you go the second time, you will enjoy it even more, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Well, and I love that you're learning how to talk about the faith. And I assume that some of that is like how you talk about that with someone who doesn't necessarily come from a Lutheran background, someone who doesn't necessarily come from a Christian background, getting comfortable having those conversations as a high schooler, really at any age, but doing it as a high schooler is going to, that's going to be helpful as you continue in life, because we all should be able to have those conversations, but they're intimidating to people. And so that's cool.
Yeah. Now, Ava and Reagan, you're both on the executive team. So you guys were involved in the planning and teaching part of it. I want to go back a little bit, though. How did you guys get involved in Youth Lead? Because I don't think you just like randomly happened to be on the executive team. Like, there's a process to this, I'm guessing?
Yes. A very long, fun process.
Okay. Tell us about it.
So I had no idea what Youth Lead was until, I believe, my junior year of high school. And the way that a lot of teens get involved in going to it is DCEs and different members of the congregation choose youth that they think would be good leaders in the church and good leaders throughout just the Lutheran world. And so my DCE brought me to this event, and I met so many people. I got to know the past executive team, and I thought, this is amazing. I want to do something like this. I saw how much of an impact they had on my life and around all the people around me as well. And I was just inspired. And so then the next year was election year. It happens every 3 years. And I wrote a speech. That's what everybody has to do. Write a speech. You read it in front of everyone, and then you're elected onto the team.
Okay.
Ava, what was your experience like?
Mine was very similar. I hadn't heard about Youth Lead either. I learned about it from my pastor. When I moved to Alabama, I had lived in Florida before. And yeah, the church I went to in Florida, they didn't know about it. But so my pastor introduced it to me when we moved to Alabama. And he invited me to go when I was a freshman in high school. And so I went, and I thought it was really cool because I'm a shy person as well. And so being asked to go because there was some like leadership qualities seen in me was really touching. And I feel like it has helped me get out of my shell and become a little more extroverted, not totally extroverted, but a little more. And then just also strengthen my faith and then be able to share that with others, especially others who might be in the same boat I was in, where it was like, oh, I don't know if I'm a leader because I'm the shy, quiet type. So that was my experience. And then I kept going all throughout high school. And I really did, as Reagan say, loved the old executive team And I wanted to continue to be just like they were in sharing the curriculum and sharing the faith and the knowledge and all of that to the future attendees. And now I'm excited for, as you said, we're the outgoing team. So I'm excited for the new team to see all that they do, what they bring to Youth Lead and how they continue to strengthen it. So that was my experience with Youth Lead. And I've loved it so much. So I will definitely be keeping tabs on them.
Well, your answer there, Ava, brings me to another question, especially for Reagan and Lucy, and that is, how has being involved with Youth Lead helped you grow as a leader? Like, what specific qualities has it helped you sort of lean into through your involvement with this event? Reagan?
I got really nervous talking in front of people at first, and so I think my skills talking in front of people has changed so much. I feel so much more confident about that. I also feel so much more confident in my relationship with Jesus and just trusting him and knowing that everything's going to be okay because he has a plan. That really helps me with being on Youth Lead and attending.
It is amazing. You know, you wouldn't normally think that having your relationship with the Lord be strong is an essential component of leadership, but you're exactly right. It gives you the confidence to know that whatever happens, he's got you. And that's so essential. Lucy, what about you? How have you grown as a leader through Youth Lead?
Yeah, I think just like my confidence, like going out of my way and talking to different people. My first year, I didn't talk to too many people. But then like this past year, I was able to talk to so many different people and get to know so many different people. And that's really helped me with like my home church, like getting to know more people than just the people I'm comfortable with and talking to them.
Excellent. Sarah, our leadership expert, what do relationships and leadership have in common? How do they work together? I just hearing Lucy, you talk about relationships. I'm just flashing back to all these conversations with Sarah, who just finished her master's in organizational leadership. And it hits exactly for me. So Sarah, tell Lucy why she's so smart to have figured out this connection.
I mean, it's everything. Leadership is all about relationships, all about how you are in relationship with other people and managing yourself around other people, whether you like those other people or not, because it can go both ways sometimes. But I'm also hearing all of you saying the confidence building aspect, and that is huge in leadership, especially when other people identify in you that when other people are like, hey, you would make a good leader. That is so huge for somebody in leadership, especially if you are on the quiet or introvert side. I am. It's terrifying to be out in front of people when you're much happier on your own or like not talking to people. But right, like leadership, you have to talk to people. You have to be able to have those skills and know how to be in relationship with people. And it sounds like all three of you have really grown in those skills, which is really, really awesome. How has your Youth Lead experiences, learning those skills about yourself, has that caused you to be more willing to step out in other places in leadership or other opportunities in your communities, congregations, schools, any of those things? Have you found yourself being more willing to do other things because of some of the experiences you've had?
Yeah, it has caused me to step out a lot, especially with my first couple years in college. I'm an RA on campus, and so I know a lot of people, and I have a lot more community building skills that we kind of talked about. So that really helps me there. And then also at church, I'm now an instructor instead of an assistant in a classroom. So I tried to step up and take the lead in that, which has been amazing.
Yeah, I have become involved in a lot. I tried to be involved in my church here in Alabama, and then Montgomery, and then also in Auburn, where I go to school. I helped with the like college group that we're in. I like organizing the Bible studies that we had and devotions and planning the retreats that we would take. And then last summer, I went and I was a camp counselor at a camp all summer. That's why this summer is chill and last summer was brutal, because it was all summer in North Carolina. Gorgeous. Love the mountains. And it was a Christian summer camp, all girls summer camp. And I was with the 8-year-olds. So like teaching the really young Christians of the world to like how to lead a devotion, not as intense as we do at Youth Lead, but and then seeing their enthusiasm for Christ as well. And hopefully, encouraging the really, really young leaders in our church today. So that's what I've been involved in. And I'm always searching for new ways to, you know, share the word and be involved in my church and use these strengths that I've learned in school, and we'll see a future career as well.
Yeah.
I can't do a ton just because it's a little bit harder not being like on my own for me personally, but like just helping out with stuff at the church. I planned a Valentine's dinner this past February as a fundraiser for the youth gathering, but then also like our church is super small. My dad's the pastor, so just like being his little sidekick and helping him plan all the different things.
I love it. Has it affected or influenced how you're thinking about going into college? Because I mean, there's so many more opportunities to either do things or not do things when you get to college. Has your experience with Youth Lead and having to step outside your comfort zone influenced how you think about getting involved on campus?
Yeah, I'm really excited for college and just like trying all sorts of new things. I definitely want to like be involved in a lot of the campus ministry opportunities. My brother goes to Concordia Chicago and he's really enjoyed helping out with CYM, which is Concordia Youth Ministry. So they like help plan events for the youth and like do lock-ins and stuff. So that's something I'm definitely interested in, excited to do.
So I guess as you guys have sort of pushed and challenged yourself in taking on different leadership roles, and leading from the side is a legit leadership style. So it's not necessarily always just like the solo leader up front.
It's true.
So as you have pushed yourself and tried different things, do you have any example that you can think of where like you were like, this was the hardest one? This was the biggest challenge. How did it go as far as like really stretching yourself?
I feel like mine just keeps coming back to public speaking. It's my biggest fear, but also I think a talent that I kind of have at the same time. And so I was really nervous for the first day of Youth Lead being on executive team. And there are tons of people that you're trying to be in charge of and kind of lead that are the same age as you, which is a little awkward at first. So just speaking out in front of them, I think really freaked me out at first. I had to really pray about it and think about it. And I just realized this is the Holy Spirit working through us and through everybody here. This is not me. And so that really gave me a lot of comfort. And eventually, slowly, I got there to where it's a little bit easier. I still get nervous, but it is a lot easier than it was that first day.
If you get nervous, that just means you're alive, actually. So that's that's good.
So, and you care.
But you can do it through the nerves. That is the impressive bit. What about you, Ava?
I feel like I've stretched in different things throughout these different leadership positions. For Youth Lead, like I mentioned before, I was very shy, am very shy or reserved. And so leading like these small group sessions with all these high schoolers looking up to you, it's very intimidating because you feel like you have to know everything and know the right things to say and answer all their questions. And so that's very intimidating. And then you have to like be friends with all of them or all of these different things on top of each other. And so that was hard, but it was not all on your own. You have the rest of the executive team to help you to balance out each other with all our different personalities. You have adults in your small group sessions who can help you out with the questions that you may not know how to answer because, you know, they're older and wiser and have had more experience. And the other thing about Youth Lead was that because being on the executive team, we have our all different personalities. One of the things in leadership that I found difficult for me is that I'm like my own worst critic. I often compare myself to others and I feel like I'm never as good as these other leaders that I see. And so that has been something that I've struggled with the most, I would say. And I think just coming to terms with you're going to be your own worst critic has been like the biggest thing that I have to meet and know that you're probably touching people's lives in ways that you can't even see and that you don't even know, and that you really do have to just trust God and know that He is going to work through you in ways that you can't see yourself. So that's something that I think my own personal leadership like journey has taught me, and something that I still struggle with and probably will struggle with for, you know, the rest of my life in every leadership position I have. So that's my biggest fear and my biggest like hurdle to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. I love that you've started reframing shy to reserved. That's good. That's a good, like, it's a good way to reframe it. One of them is, I don't know, we usually think of shy as being a little bit more of a weakness. Mm-hmm. Instead, it doesn't have to be, but that's what it's sort of perceived as. But reserved is a strength.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sophisticated.
I also love that you have identified self-criticism as something to grow through. And I think as you were describing your feelings, I was just thinking, ooh, that sounds like imposter syndrome. And thinking to myself, show of hands, who suffers regularly from imposter syndrome? Like, I shouldn't even be here right now. Like, that's just part of life and doing the, and I have it all the time. And I just have to give it to God and say, all right, you obviously have given me this work to do. Maybe I should stop asking myself whether or not I'm qualified to do the work and actually just try to do the work. But it doesn't go away. It's something you work through. And it sounds like you're learning how to do that, which is great.
Yeah.
All right, Lucy, do you have a specific story or instance of learning to stretch through a challenge?
Okay, so mine, I'm on the Ohio District Youth Ministry team. So it's kind of just getting restarted since COVID. It's been a process of just like trying to get events planned and like trying to get people to come to them. But we had a movie night last August. So it was all on the same night. And there was one in Columbus, there was one in Cleveland, and there was one in Cincinnati. And so there's nobody else on the team who's in the Columbus area. So it was just me hosting that one. But I was like, okay, it'll be fine. I'll have my parents there. They can help me. But my parents had to move my brother into college that day. So it was just me and a bunch of people I didn't know. We had a few people from my church who came and helped. But I'm also, like Reagan, I'm terrified of public speaking. So I had to go in front of everybody. It all went okay. But it was like so nerve-wracking not having anybody like I trusted super well there. Mm-hmm. But luckily, I was able to make it through and I think it went pretty well.
And do you think if you had to do something like that again, it will be easier the next time?
Yeah, for sure. I think it would be so much easier having that under my belt. Yeah.
I also kind of thought of something else, and Ava and I could probably bounce off of each other a little bit, but working together as a team for executive team was a big deal. At first, you're kind of like scared to give your opinion if you don't like someone's idea or if you want to change something, but we kind of had to get over the little hill of we're comfortable with each other now. We can be honest. If I don't like this, then I'm going to tell you, and kind of having to work together. So that was probably, I think for any team, something that you'll have to kind of get over is finding that time where you're comfortable with one another and actually working together. I don't know, Ava, do you have anything to add?
Compromise and voicing your ideas and opinions is really vital for a leadership position where it's a group leadership. And yeah, I agree. That was definitely something that we had our bumps and bruises at the beginning. But then as you like work together and you know, you get to know each other for 3 years, you're working with each other for 3 years, you really get to know each other and you become more comfortable with each other. And so, yeah, and then you have to, you know, say what's really on your mind and be able to talk about the uncomfortable so that you can get through it and then you can be comfortable again. It's like when we first were on the executive team, our first year, Juliana Schultz told us about like, we're going to storm and then we're going to form and it'll be all good. So we always like to talk about that. But yeah, that's something that was really hard at first and important for leadership.
Yeah, I think it's one thing to be like, okay, let's settle into the group and I'm the leader of the group. It's a different thing when it's like, we're all leaders.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. To figure out how to how do we, yeah, work well together. That's a, yeah, that's a different challenge.
We have to do that on the podcast too.
Absolutely. I was, as you were talking, I was just thinking about all of our planning meetings and how much fun it is when Erin looks at us and goes, yes, but, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be good. She's get ready for straight on speed.
No.
Okay, Erin, we'll move on.
You both are exactly right, though. Learning teamwork and learning to work together and learning to appreciate other people's strengths and to offset other people's weaknesses is so critical. And to like not get really offended when someone's like, I like your idea, but no. learning that balance of being able to work together is so, so important. And it sounds like you guys have learned that, which is awesome. Like that's going to serve you guys so well for anything that you do anywhere. So we've talked about the scary parts. I want to talk about strengths. What have you guys learned about yourselves or even about your other executive team members? Because I know you guys, Reagan and Ava, have served together. But, you know, we a lot of times learn our weaknesses and how to move through those. But you also learn what you're good at. What have you guys recognized as something that you're good at as one of your real gifts that God has given you to be able to serve in a specific way?
I would say that I learned how positive I am. That is something that whenever people are negative, I was raised to be very, very positive. And so sometimes, no matter how annoying it can get, I try to be on that like upside of things and say, well, the glass is actually half full still, which can sometimes really help and, you know, sometimes not help. But I think for the most part, it was a good thing to add into the team.
I want to start off by saying I'm always surprised when Reagan says that public speaking is like her worst fear because at Youth Lead, she is always the one grabbing the mic and like taking control. And I'm always looking up to her because I'm like, I could not like rally all 100 of these high schoolers like Reagan does. And she talks like, you know, like it's nothing. So I'm always surprised by that. And so I wanted to say, I think that is one of Reagan's strengths. For me, I think, again, it's like turning that shy into reserved, like using my own personality as my strength. I think I'm a good listener. And I think that is really important as a leader. Because if you're not listening to the people that you're in charge of, then nothing's gonna get done. Or if it's like the majority isn't being listened to, then what good of a leader are you if it's all about yourself? And so I think that is one of the things I value in myself is my ability to listen to others and be very calm and listen to all the different voices and not just like go with what my best friend said or go with what I think is best. So I think that's one of my favorite things to highlight.
Excellent. Lucy, what about you?
I think for me, just like being honest, like, not that other people are lying, but like I can just easily like say my opinion without like hurting people's feelings. And like, I'm not going to agree with somebody if I don't actually agree with them. So like keeping the conversation real and honest and making sure that we're not like agreeing on things that aren't correct, I guess.
Nice.
That is a real gift. And if you hadn't guessed, the person with a great portion of that same gift on our podcast is Erin, and I'm grateful for it every day of my life because you got to have somebody who will just tell it to you straight, no matter what. Although I love your Pollyanna personality, Reagan. I think that also smooths things out very nicely. And Ava, the listening thing is a superpower.
Yes,
not everyone has that gift.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah,
I'm still working on the listening gift. So it's great to know that other people out there are succeeding where I sometimes struggle. Well, I know this wasn't on our list of questions for you, but as I hear you talking about this, well, what sounds like an incredibly formative experience in all of your lives, I know that it can't just be work and leadership and growth and it sounds like it's probably also a lot of fun. Is this correct? Nodding. Okay. So I'm wondering if you could each share a favorite memory from your youth lead experience, something that really created a lot of joy for you and that you will carry fondly into the future so that people listening who may, like me, have had very little exposure to this program in the past can get a fuller range of just how fun it is to be part of this community. So, Reagan, what about you? A memory that you really enjoy looking back on?
Well, something that we do every year is write affirmation bags. And I think that's such a special part of Youth Lead. Everybody has their picture taken on a Polaroid and it's put on a bag. And then you can write little notes and put them in each of the bags. And I just think that's such a beautiful way to see how you've made an impact on others and how others have made an impact on you. I remember getting a lot in mind the first year and being like, I didn't even know some of these people, and just realizing that everyone is excited that you're there, and it just makes you feel welcomed and loved and cherished. And so that's usually one of my favorite parts. I love reading it in the car on the way back home. And it's just a fun way to remember the week that you stayed there and all the memories that you made.
I love that. What about you, Ava? Favorite memory?
I think this is the hardest question because I don't know how to choose one. I've been going for many years, so there's like a different memory each year that I love. As Reagan said, yes, the affirmations are so much fun to go back and read, you know, 5 years from when they were written. I think one of my favorite memories is the quiet community building. My first year when I went, I was really distraught because I was having a hard time making friends, even though it was like the first night there. But then the more days that went by, I made more friends. And I remember there's a pool at the Palatine and we all went down and like we were swimming, and so many memories from that. Or flash forward a couple of years to watching like a Barbie movie with Annika and a couple other girls on the girls' floor, and we had pops and popcorn, and we were just, you know, chilling in the evening. So those quiet times are just like, you know, going off exploring with your friends in the free time that we have has been a lot of fun.
Oh, that does sound fun.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Lucy?
Mine is definitely similar to Ava, just like all the friendships I made. There's so many girls I still like talk to all the time now still. But like one specific memory was this last time, me and my roommate. So like each person has a roommate because you share a room there. Me and my roommate got pretty close. And then we had a bunch of other girls who were right down the hall from us. So it was like we were all up until like 1:30 in our room talking. I think there was like 6 or 7 girls in our room. And it was just so much fun because it was like, We didn't worry about the next day. We just were having all sorts of fun.
Amazing.
There were quite a few late nights at Youth Lead, I would say. But
you can sleep when you get home, right?
Exactly.
And normally it kind of lines up with most people's spring breaks. So that's what I'm doing the couple days afterwards is I'm sleeping.
Okay. Yeah.
Man, that does sound like just a lot of fun.
I know. It makes me want to do like... Well, I don't want to stay up that late, but I would love to.
We are old now. We can't do that anymore.
I know.
But I remember back in the day, back in my day, it was really fun to pull an all-nighter every once in a while. It killed me today, though. Glad you guys can enjoy it, too. I guess, again, this is another question that wasn't on the list. We pretty much burned through our list. You guys answer questions really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I want to follow it up with, what advice would you give to, and you're used to this, what advice would you give to younger women in the church who are asking themselves, you know, should I be a leader? How can I be a leader? If God is calling me to lead, how do I do that? And what advice or words of wisdom do you have to share with younger women?
I would say praying is way more powerful than you think it is. I know that's something that we talk about a lot in the church is praying, but I think it can be kind of overlooked sometimes because it is so powerful. You're talking to the Lord. And so when I really was looking into the position on the executive team, I prayed all the way from the summer beforehand. And I just prayed every single night, like, Lord, if this is what I'm called to do, please help me to know, help me to feel some sort of connection, help, you know, just give me a sign that this is what I'm supposed to do. So I would say really pray over it. There are also so many different connections through the church, especially the Lutheran church, that like you can make and you can build. And that's how you can kind of get to the spot of leadership, is volunteering for helping with Sunday school class. And then that can lead to another thing, and it just slowly builds up to more. So even just starting small can lead you to a bigger opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. If you feel called, then you feel called, and that's awesome. I was thinking back to when I started getting involved in my church, and this was when I went to church in Florida, and I was like on part of the youth like advisory board, I guess. And so that's when we like talked together again and came up with ideas on how to fundraise for the youth or what activities and events we wanted to do. And something I took from the church I lived in, or the church I went to when I lived in Oklahoma, I'm a military kid, so that's why I've lived in all these different places. But we would do like a bakery and talent show, and so to fundraise money, and you could bid on all of these baked cakes and stuff. So I brought that idea to the church in Florida, and we created that for the youth group in Florida. And then, as I said, when I moved to Alabama and I went to Youth Lead, that's where I started my leadership journey with Youth Lead. And so even if you don't have a big youth group, I know that was something that I ran into here in Alabama. A lot of the high schoolers dispersed, grew up. And so then it was just my family. I learned to get involved with the adults at the church, like their Bible studies, or if they had kids, like babysitting for them. And then when I went to Auburn University, getting involved in the college group. So sometimes you have to do a little searching, and that can be hard to do, but there are so many places to get involved, and it doesn't always have to be in the church either. Like I said, I want to be a therapist, and so that's not the DCE or church worker route, though they might get me one day because it looks like a lot of fun, and I love the community and how you guys all know each other. So I don't know. But as a therapist, I want to be able to bring in my faith into that work realm as well. And there are a couple of clinics around Auburn who have advertised like faith-based therapy. And so that's something I'm interested in bringing that to outside of the church as well. So I think there are plenty of ways to be a leader outside and inside of the church. And yes, women are needed. There are so many strong women in the Bible, and there are so many strong women in the world today. And so I'd love to see more at work.
Yeah. I love, Reagan and Ava, how you both refer to getting involved and service before you move on to talking about leadership.
Yeah.
And I think that that is so crucial, that nobody starts out as a leader. But if you follow the Lord into serving, eventually you're going to also be put in a leadership position. It's almost science. And to be willing to do that when it comes your way is really, really crucial. What about you, Lucy? What words of wisdom do you have? You're the youngest of our guests today, but there are always women younger than you. What insights would you share with them?
Yeah, I think just like getting out of your comfort zone and like trying new things. It's so scary at first, but I mean, I've tried so many different things the past couple years and I have no regrets. It's great being involved in the church and like knowing everybody. So like getting involved in the church, getting to know all these different people. And there's one girl, she just got confirmed, and I'm really hoping she can go to Youth Lead because I think she would enjoy it so much. So like just like getting to know like the younger generation as well, and like if they look up to you, they're gonna want to do things that you do, so like setting stones for them.
Excellent.
I think that's the last of my questions. No. I do want to ask Ava, what military branch?
Navy.
Go Navy!
Yes.
I had wondered when you said you were in Florida. I was like, well, that's a good chance that she's a Navy kid. Awesome.
So oddly enough, we've been on a lot of Air Force bases.
Oh, this is kind of strange. But it is wonderful living that life, even as you feel it's very disruptive to you. But I have noticed the same thing that you've noticed, that you have the opportunity to carry seeds with you from place to place, where I've just plugged into this community and I see you're struggling with this thing. I picked up this great idea at our last church, and I'm going to share it with you. Like, you can be a sharer of ideas by moving around that way. Mm-hmm. So it's tough being a military kid, but there are benefits.
For sure. Yeah.
The only other thing that occurs to me as I heard each of you guys talking is that thus far, at least the stuff that you've shared about has all been leadership experiences with your peers or with people younger than you. And want to just encourage you that perhaps one of your next realms of leadership will in fact be even leading those who are older than you, which is a different type of interaction as well. And
a different type of scary.
Yeah, it's a different type of scary, but honestly, don't let it be a hang up. Because leadership is leadership. And as you continue to move into adulthood, your peers, that peer group expands drastically. Yes, so don't, I guess that's just my thought as I was hearing you, is just don't, soon you will stop thinking of your peer group as close to you in age.
Some of my best friends are 30 years older than me.
Yep. I've got 10 years on both sides for a lot of my friends. So yeah.
But don't let anyone look down on you because you are young.
Exactly.
Set an example for the believers.
Right.
And
right.
It sounds like you all are doing that beautifully in your vocations.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see where we might yet connect with you in your future as leaders.
Anything else that the three of you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
I just want to say, if anybody listening to this is thinking about any youth that would love to go to Youth Lead, I would definitely recommend it. It has been one of the most amazing experiences ever. And not just being on executive team, I'm talking about also being a youth. I don't know where I would be in my faith journey, in my community, and all of these leadership skills that I've gained from this without going to Youth Lead. And so really consider it. And share out that it's an opportunity, because I don't think a ton of people know. And so we'd love to branch out and get more people to know about it.
How could they do that? If someone listening is a young person or has young people in their life that they want to connect with this, how did they take that step?
I would say talk with some people in your church. Maybe you can get someone to take you with them. I went with my DCE, which was really helpful, but you could even go with parents. If a parent wants to take you, it's in St. Louis. All the information is on the Youth Lead page on Instagram, on Facebook as well. And you can even search it up and you can learn all about it, of when the dates are, and get involved through that.
This is where I would normally say links in the show notes. So we'll put links in the show notes.
We will put links in the show notes to Youth Lead, to the social media, of course, and also to the End Goals podcast, which is another KFUO partner podcast. They've got episodes about Youth Lead from Juliana and Mark Kiesling. We've had Juliana on. I'm sure she mentioned Youth Lead when we talked with her too on our episode with her. So lots of resources. We will definitely put links in the show notes. Well, Ava, Reagan, and Lucy, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been so fun to get to talk with each of you.
So much fun. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies, you can share your stories about leadership and Youth Lead too. If we have some former Youth Lead ladies in the Ladies Lounge group, share your stories with us in our Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, and also on our Instagram page at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. We'd love to hear your stories. You can find all of our episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at KFUO.org/give.